This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Donald Trump fights back through Twitter. Where else? That's it as far as the travel ban is concerned. It is put on a shelf for another time as the lawsuits will fly, probably goes up to the Supreme Court. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That is perhaps the biggest buzz in the land that it just becomes official. So his tweet, short, simple, to the point, see you in court. He's not going to let this one go. He calls the 3-0 ruling against travel ban a political decision. That's what it's about. And the Ninth Circuit rules against reinstating it. I don't think that's a surprise. The text was pretty clear. I read some of the texts from the Ninth Circuit. The judges said that the White House, that while the public has a powerful interest in national security and the ability of elected president to enact policies, the public also has an interest in free flow of travel and avoiding separation of families and in freedom from discrimination. So that's why Trump tweeted back, see in court, the security of our nation is at stake. But any of you listening to me, I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, doesn't matter. You knew this was going to happen. You knew that the Ninth Circuit was not going to say, absolutely, we're going to, the travel ban stays. That's not, that wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. So it's not a shocker that it went down. Now it's going to be about following the bouncing ball. Because this is going to get tossed around in a couple of different places, and maybe it does end up with the Supreme Court. Let's go to Grimm in Mississippi. Hello, Grimm.
Let's be a little light tonight. I got a great Valentine's gift suggestion.
Oh, let's hear it. Let me guess. Candy? Flowers?
No,
dinner?
No. I got a recipe, too, for you. The greatest, I've been trying to tell you this for the last couple of nights, the greatest fountain drink you can make. Now, the Valentine's gift, what you do is you got to get you a box of that Miracle-Gro, and you take the box apart and you scan it. And then you get you some construction board to where you can cut it up and make your own box, but you change the wording on it. Then you get you like a 5-quart potted plant, clay potter, and a chunk of charcoal. And then you put that all in the gift. And on the Miracle-Gro, you change it to Miracle Diamond Grow.
Oh, I like that. That's clever.
The first year, nothing grows. Next Valentine, you read the instructions, you say, oh, it's not supposed to be a charcoal brick. It's supposed to be a lump of coal.
That's clever. I like it.
Then the next year, when nothing pops up, you dig down in the plant, and that's when you pull out either the diamond ring or the diamond, and you can use the excuse that, well, probably the charcoal grew the necklace part.
I love it.
But
it's good.
Now, the greatest float. Now, Kate, I drink, and I always have, and if I ever get married, I ain't going to drink in no fancy glasses. I drink in ball canning jars. Always
yeah.
Have, always will, because they're self-measuring and everything.
Yeah, yeah, I like them.
Well, now to make my floats and milkshakes, I use what they call the pint and a half that you use to can asparagus stems in, because they're taller.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have been raised on Barg's root beer. Long before it ever got out of the state of Mississippi, I was drinking Barg's. So you got to get you a Barg's root beer. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now,
sounds good.
The ice cream. cream is kind of hard to come by, but I can tell you how you can make it up.
Let's hear it.
Because most ice cream manufacturers are individual for every state, so it's hard to find what I have here locally called lemon flake ice cream. But you can make it up if you can go find the old-fashioned lemon cookies. You remember them?
Kinda yes, like the, and you can still get them, yeah.
Yeah, the vanilla. Well, you have to look for, you know, because some of them are weak and some of them are just right. You got to find the old-fashioned ones.
Right.
But they're still cheap.
Nothing on them. Mm-hmm.
Crush them up. Put that in with your root beer. Now, as far as the measurement goes, about a third of that ball's jar with root beer. Crush up about 5 cookies. Each scoop, 4 scoops of ice cream. Dump some crumbs in there. And then top it off with either a little bit, a couple shots, maybe 3 shots of Bailey's or Kahlua.
I like it. I like the, and the Bailey's, they must give it a kick, huh?
Well, depending on how much of an alcoholic you are.
Really, I answered that question. Well, half the bottle, yes, it is, it'll kick you.
Well, you know, to me, a shot is not an ounce. It's an ounce and a half. The old shot glasses were, you know, ounce and a half, you know?
Exactly.
So, you know, you might limit yourself to one shot, but even one shot for even a youngster, because you're only talking about, what, 30% volume.
Right.
And even a kid not even going to notice it, but it does add flavor to it.
Yeah.
And I prefer the Kahlua to the Bailey's. Bailey's more for coffee.
Yeah, you know, Bailey's and coffee is really good, just straight like that. It's a great after-dinner thing, yeah. Oh, it's great on cold days, yeah. I agree.
You have to try that shake. I think you'll like it.
I like it. It sounds so good. It sounds mouth-watering, actually. It sounds that good to me. And the taste is kind of sweet a little bit.
Oh, well,
right?
What can I say, you know? I'm kind of girlish when it comes to drinks, you know. I like
sweet
stuff.
That's all right. Sweet drinks are okay.
But, you know, I'm also a man, too. I drink my bourbon straight, and I'm not fond of whiskey. I'm a bourbon man.
There's a big difference between bourbon and whiskey.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I'm going to drink grain alcohol, they make plenty of rock gut moonshine here in Mississippi.
Rock gut, I like it.
But bourbon, you know, if you're a gentleman's drinker, it's bourbon for me.
Bourbon.
Always has been and always will be. But I tell you, this Supreme Court thing, it's worrying the heck out of me because we got these judges writing the Constitution. And I got a feeling we might go to conventions of states. And it's going to be segregation from town to town. What do you think, Kate?
Boy, that would be so sad to me. That'd be awful.
It'd be scary.
It'd be scary.
You wouldn't want to know what you're rolling into.
Yeah, you wouldn't. It would be like the old West. Oh, I don't like that. Yeah, worse. Yeah, I hope not. Oh, I hope that prediction doesn't come true. I love the recipe, Grim. Thank you. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to kick back and take you to the movies for a little sneak preview in our cheap movie review here on ATN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's the name to plead my case? No orbits to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I can turn my eyes down.
Wow, this seems like a theme song for Dan in Texas. America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Woohoo! Here we are in February. Where does the time go? We're into our second month of 2017. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, beautiful. Hey, you know, I love Grimm's recipe, and I'm going to try it. And he's absolutely right. It's just plum larrapin. And, you know, as far as booze goes, I have never let alcohol touch my lips since they came up with the funnel.
So you just use a funnel. I love it.
Okay. Now, Jack was losing his job and everything else was going wrong because he was a worrier. And he worried so bad he was losing weight and he couldn't eat and he couldn't sleep and he couldn't do anything right. He just worried about everything. And then a change happened. One of his buddies seen him. He says, Jack, he says, you're doing so much better. He says, you're just doing great. And he says, well, Larry, he says, I hired a professional worrier. He says, my God, how much did that cost you? He says, $5,000 a month. He says, you can't afford that. He says, well, I don't have to worry about it. He does.
Brilliant. That's pretty good. That's in your top 10.
Thank you, babe. Well, I think our little Supreme Court is going to come into play, and I think those people on the Ninth Circus are going to find that over the next 8 years, there's going to be a whole lot of them, since there's a lot of them are very, 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 very old and are all left-wingers. As soon as one of them bites the dust or announces retirement, Trump is going to fill that Ninth Circus with right-wing Republican-styled, and that's going to be right down the line on all federal from this point on. We in America are sick and tired of the left telling us what we can do and how we ought to do it and how we ought to kowtow to their way of thinking, and it's our turn. They're going to realize that we are the majority. We, the people, are the majority, and they are just a bunch of left-wing Marxist, socialist, communist, oh, pardon me, Democrats. And that's about the size of that.
So, the majority.
We are the majority.
Yes.
We are the
yes.
majority. We voted yes. in Trump. Yeah. We backed in Trump. Yep. We're standing behind
yep.
Trump, and
yep.
he's doing
yep.
great. And we are going to kick butt and take names.
Yep.
As far as
I told you, it was one of the
ball, as far as that little flying ball from New York called Chuckie Schumer. As soon as he's up for re-election, I imagine there's going to be one hell of a push to kick him out to the curb.
Yeah, he's a mixed bag, even in New York, Dan. I agree with you. We got to fly, Dano, because we're going to take you to the movies. And the first one up is kind of naughty. It's called 50 Shades Darker.
I want you back. I'm not very good at this. I've never wanted to try again. Have dinner with me.
Okay, fine. I will have dinner with you. Because I'm hungry. But we are only talking, and that is it.
Gotta be quicker than that, Cray. Are you happy?
I've never been happier.
Take him off. Do you want to be kept or have respect?
Do you think you're the first woman who tried to save him? He's changing. It's not what he wants anymore, but it's what he needs.
Looking so crazy in love. Got me looking so crazy in love.
The same. I heard it was so ridiculous that people were laughing out loud at the theater. Sorry, but I don't think it's worth coughing up any money for that yucky movie. I don't even think the first one was good from what people said. I couldn't even watch that one. So I'm not good to review. That's why I call it the cheap movie review. I heard from a few people that it was just not that interesting. We move to John Wick 2. Let's roll it.
How good to see you again so soon, Mr. Wick.
I need you to do this task.
I'm not that guy anymore.
You are always that guy, John.
I can't help you.
You know the rules. If you don't do this, you know the consequences.
Accounts payable. How may I help you?
I'd like to open an account.
Name on the account?
John Wick.
The contract has gone international.
You have no idea what's coming.
Oh, Keanu Reeves, enough said. I like the first one. If you like action and thrillers, you'll like John Wick 2. And we trail out with Lego Batman that supposedly is pretty funny, according to Andy, our technical director. Roll it, Andy.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Just laying down some dope tracks here and didn't see you there. But since you've already interrupted my sick flow, I might as well tell you about my new feature film, The Lego Batman Movie. Written, directed, sound mixed, choreographed, and painstakingly beatboxed by me. Because I'm Batman. In my spare time, I also cut together this trailer filled with some, but certainly not all, of my best hero moments and zingers. So enjoy it. Batman out. Wait. Batman back in. Forgot to drop the mic. I'm home.
Welcome home, sir. Initializing that cave music.
Yeah.
So, did anything exciting happen today?
I saved the city again. It was off the chain. Anyway, I should probably have some grub.
Alfred left your lobster thermidor in the fridge.
Oh, that's my favorite. I can't wait.
So, Lego Batman, Andy, you thought that was pretty good. Did you see the rest of the Legos, the movies that they've had?
I did not, but I've heard great things about them.
Yeah, and I've been to Legoland, and it's, like, amazing to me. There's a whole subculture around Legos, and maybe because some of us grew up with Legos and just the amazing designs, and now what they're doing with it, with the really kind of clever, sarcastic, kitschy, funny, you know, a clever satire that they're doing with Lego, and especially Lego Batman sounds like that too. They're finding a younger and an older audience. Smart. Because then you can bring in kids. They don't really get they don't get some of the humor, but they think it's funny, and the adults too. I bet that the Lego Batman movie does the best, certainly of all three. Although John Wick will find an audience. I like John Wick. I like the first one. I like Keanu Reeves. I would probably stream that later in the year. Just my 2 cents. You go and see a movie, send me a cheap movie review at AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact, and I'll send you a copy of one of my books, Level the Playing Field or Invade the Man Cave. Stay with us.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here on America Tonight. Thanks so much to all of you who have sent me your thoughts, especially, you know, a lot of our new affiliates are really getting involved. Big shout out to the people in Portland, Oregon, listening to us on KPAM 860 AM. Love that name. And then also people are really listening to us on a station that, you know, we're loving as well. I just need to go on the tour is what I need to do, right? Just go on a tour and go to all these great places because so many of you are making me want to go to your neck of the woods when you're sending me these cool pictures. Which, by the way, if you have a cool picture of your area to send, send it to me because I'm going to start posting that stuff up. So WGSO in New Orleans, also 990 AM, a lot of outreach there. And speaking of New Orleans, got this one from Buddy listening to us. Hey, Bayou Country, Kate, we are loving hearing you on the air. Just so you know, you have a lot of fans here, and I think that will continue to grow. I noticed you had Jeff on the show the other night. I thought it was interesting what he had to say from his perspective. I thought it was good. What was happening in Washington, that it was more polarizing than ever, and that you and he had that conversation that both of you were affected by the health care system. Yeah, and I've already told my stories. My premiums went through the roof. I had problems when I went in one time. I had like this congestion. I went in, and then they were asking me, and I had health insurance and everything.
And I said it was like it was a la carte menu, and I thought, wow, this is awful. I feel awful. This is a good, reputable place, and they're just beating us over the head with these weird questions. And I asked them behind the desk, and they were very nice. Do you always, yeah, we have to do that because we've had so many problems with people not really understanding their insurance. And, you know, this needs to get fixed. This is just ridiculous. So thank you. Let's move on to this one. This one is from Stephen G., who says, Kate, I know that you talk about politics and buzz, as you call it, and business and sports, and I think you like to golf, and I wonder if you think Tiger Woods will ever be any good again. Will we see him win some tournaments? Wow, any good again? Definitely good again, but will he, after all of the, you know, multiple back surgeries, will he be able to close a deal? You know, number one in the world again? That would be miraculous, but not impossible. I mean, he is Tiger Woods. He's 41 years old. And he had to withdraw because of back spasms after the first round of the Dubai tournament that he was in. So the speculation is that he's never going to be the same. And, of course, he's never going to be the same after the surgeries. And if he's, you know, how the torque is when you swing a golf club. But could he win a tournament? It wouldn't be, I don't think it's out of the question. The mental capacity of Tiger Woods is also part of it. But if he's having problems physically, no. All right, let's move on to, this is funny because I got two sports ones here. This one from John. I was listening the other night and you were talking about Charles Oakley being arrested. What a dummy. What could he have possibly said to that security guard? I mean, he's a legendary Nick to be handcuffed and escorted out. How humiliating is that? Yeah, and he was yelling, I guess, that Dolan did this to me, saying that it was the Knicks owner James Dolan, who was, you know, that it was him that led to him being dragged out, basically. The Knicks PR department had to tweet out something because so many people had filmed it and everything else. They just said Charles Oakley came to the game and behaved inappropriately. He was abusive. He was had to be ejected, and he was had to be arrested by the New York City Police Department. That, and they said he's a great Nick, and we hope he gets some help soon. So there's something else going on there. I don't know what, but that story, there's more to that story, I think, than we probably really know. All right, how about this one from Ronald? Kate, what did you think of the approval of Jeff Sessions, as the AG? Boy, that took so long. There was so much heel dragging on it. I don't understand. Why can't people, as you say, agree to disagree? Why can't there be more conversation? I think the more hardcore things become in Washington, the more it is like us against them and them against us. And it seems ridiculous. We're all Americans. This is our political process. Yes, we can differ on the way our country is bound together by certain laws or disagree on making certain laws. But geez, come on, there should be something that can bring us together. I don't know. There should be something. It seems like everybody is more divided than ever to me. All of you say it. And the frustrations bubbled over, and we certainly saw that in the election. And I think that's part of it. It's the carryover from the frustration of what happened in the election, the logjam in Washington that we're always constantly talking about. Do I think there are people? Listen, I think there are people out there who care deeply about the country, who have some solutions, but they would never touch Washington with a 10-foot pole because they couldn't play that political game. They couldn't get in the middle of that process. They couldn't be overly scrutinized and attacked and all that goes into that. And you could say, wah, wah, wah. But, we have one life. And here's what I would say. I hope people that have that burning desire, get involved at least locally or on the state level, because I believe local politics and state politics, you can affect what's happening in your neighborhood, that sense of community, that sense of, okay, we can fix X, Y, and Z, from water crises to how are we dealing with education and what's going on with our tax base and all that. So the more people that are passionate, that are researchers, that listen to other people, that get involved in a political process in some way, I think the better. And I hope people don't, I hope a lot of you listening, if you have that sensibility, you pursue it or do something about it, because we need good people like that with that in their heart to pursue that. So that communities thrive and don't wither and die on the vine. You're never going to please everyone, never. But listening to voices, having a process, coming to a vision, a means to an end, all of that, collaboration to a point, because not to a ridiculous amount, because collaboration and committees and meetings get out of control, so I wouldn't suggest that. But I've seen it work. But people are frustrated by what did I see the other day? The lows coming out of Washington. Okay, let's go to this. This one is from Tommy. Kate, Mike Pence, do you think he is a future president? Or do you think he's VP and done? And I guess that goes to the question of, will Donald Trump run again? Well, they just got started. So looking into my cracked crystal ball and trying to make an assessment of that, do I think he would have aspirations of being the president? I think when you get to that point and you're a cabinet member and you work closely with a president, VP, yeah, I think that starts to creep in. I mean, look at Joe Biden, look at Al Gore, look at, you know, any of the VPs in recent memory, and whether or not they had the desire to pursue it, not if they won, but if they had the desire to pursue that next higher level. I mean, there's something about being the leader of the free world. It's the highest position, you could say, that you can attain, certainly politically, in this country. And there's a little bit of an ego thing. There's no doubt about that. There's passion for the country, I hope, with you know, as one of the common denominators for a lot of people who are president, but people who aspire to be. But when you're the VP and you're close to that, and you watch and you see, and you see the ups and downs, things that you wouldn't want to deal with and what your family would have to deal with and whatnot, that would probably be a very dissuading thing in one way, but in another way, it would be like, it would draw you in. It would be like a wild aphrodisiac, just pulling you in, saying, oh, I want to do that job. I want to take the reins. I really think that. And what do they say about leadership? You want people around you who aspire to have your job. People who are good leaders aren't afraid of that, because they know that the people that they've put in place underneath them will be super good. There would be a succession. There would be somebody to go to that wants to fill the shoes, understands that they would put their own spin on things, and they would work to whatever the means to the ends are for them. That was a long-winded answer, wasn't it? Good question, though, and I do believe it. The more you're there, I think the more you, even if you see brutal things, the more you desire to be in that position to see what you can do. Although somebody listening, I'm sure lots of people listening may think, oh, no. You've been on school boards, you've run the PTA, you've run a small business, you've run a department in a company, and, you know, you deal with what you deal with, the politics, and you look at what the people around you are doing, and you say, oh, no, forget it. All right, so once again, thanks for all those emails and thoughts, and really, the door is wide open. You want to talk about anything? We got it here, right? So send it to me, americatonight.net, click on contact, and you're in just like that. Hang with us.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Here on America Tonight, as we round the final bend, the final corner, I guess, is the best way. I'm going to put it that way. As we round the final corner here for this hour of America Tonight, I'm going to pepper you with some odds and ends. Boy, isn't it interesting you get into February and that's when the snow starts to smash into you. I was talking to somebody today in New York, and they were saying, oh, it's miserable. The amount of snow that is coming down is outrageous. A foot, my foot. It's going to be that much bigger. So I thought that was pretty, I don't know, I thought that was pretty pretty interesting. And I feel for you, all the people in Philly and South Jersey and New York and Massachusetts dealing with digging out of snow. I mean, hello, winter. This is what happens. It's a snowstorm blasting the Northeast. And the thing I would say, it might be inconvenient for some people that airports were closed and whatnot, but to close those schools and airports ahead of time, so smart, especially when you're having a whiteout, when the snow is blowing and drifting all over the place. You can't see 5 feet in front of you. It's, yeah, I mean, this is, it's so much better. You know, come on. Better to jump in front of it. So I think in the Northeast and other places in the Midwest, in the Northwest, you know, you understand, salting, having people off roads, because I've seen it when it's bad. I've seen it in Texas where they got an ice storm, and some of you will remember this. It was right around the Super Bowl a few years ago, and it was miserable, where people just thought it was okay, went out, and cars were stranded everywhere. We saw that in Atlanta. We've seen that in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's terrible when you're not prepared, or you think you're prepared, and then it's much worse than that. Okay, how about this? This is big news. Of course you do, right? We just went through Rio. Bob Costas, who has been the face of NBC Sports for decades, steps away from the Olympics. And guess who's taking over? Mike Tirico takes over. And for some people, that's a surprise deal. But Tirico takes over, and Costas made the announcement on the Today Show on Thursday. He said, I'm going to be like the rest of the country watching Mike Tirico, and he's handling, you know, football duties, he's handling the Olympics, and, you know, Costas is going to be 65 next month, and he said he would remain at NBC and would appear when circumstances called for it, and I think that's what he wanted. I don't think that this isn't a push out. I believe it's what Costas wanted to do. All right, and then how about this? There's a lot of flap over the whole Donald Trump tweeting about Nordstrom's, and I just was reading a story this morning about people knocking Trump for knocking Nordstrom's for dropping Ivanka, and, you know, he said on Twitter, my daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom's. He said, she is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible. Just terrible. So, White House spokesperson Sean Spicer said the president was responding to an attack on his daughter and that he should stand up for his family. He has every right to do it. Nordstrom's announced last week that they wouldn't sell Ivanka Trump's merchandise. And that was it, you know, that they said they weren't going to do it. And so you've got a lot of people that are commenting on whether that was the right thing to do for him to tweet about it, including Norm Eisen, who was a chief ethics officer for President Obama and co-founder of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. He said, outrageous, he tweeted, at Nordstrom, others injured should consider suing, including CA unfair comp law forbidding any unfair biz act. I will help. So his critics are saying he's using his position to threaten businesses unfairly and perhaps illegally. Never a dull day, right? That's what I would say. Never a dull day. Okay, let's move on. We move on to what else is tripping the line, as I say. Besides, we've talked about the snowstorm and how people are being buried in it. I mean, really buried in it, but smartly did the right thing. Cancellations all over the place. Sadly, for probably some of you, if you were trying to get into the Northeast on business or to visit family or whatever, maybe not sadly, you did not get in. You did not get into any of the New York airports or Philadelphia or Massachusetts or any of those because they just shut everything down, and that was the smart thing to do because planes would have been a nightmare. They would have never been able to get most of those planes in, especially later in the day. No doubt about that. All right, so then how about this? Let's move on to something else that I was paying attention to. You know, basically this is, you know, what is the buzz in the land? And if this isn't the buzz in the land, I think it should be. All we do, right, and you know, we talk all the time to my great pal, the CEO of Nutrisystem, about the craziness, the insanity of getting it in your head to eat, to space out your meals, and how do we feel right, and blah, blah, blah. And I happened to see this story about the I have to see the story about a Milwaukee Bucks rookie who is over 7 feet tall, and he eats 7,000 calories a day. Yeah, 7,000 calories a day. So while we're all talking about, oh, boy, we can't eat cookies, we can't do this, we can't do that, unless you're Dan in Texas, because he's always making our mouths water with some creation that he's dealing with. So Thon Maker, this rookie who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, is, I mean, just inhales food. But I would say, I guarantee there's other basketball players. They might not be bragging of 7,000 calories a day, but I would think that a lot of athletes, of course they do, a lot of athletes eat a lot of food to keep it up for when they're, you know, if you're hitting that court and you're up and down on that court, I mean, it's a killer, you know? So they say dinner, but this is extreme. Dinner for him lasts like 80 minutes. And, you know, whatever it is, cheeseburger, brisket, mac and cheese, barbecue turkey, just, I mean, whatever. He's just nonstop, sun up to sun down. But I guess, you know, the other part of that is he's constantly working out. So we go back to the same thing. Okay, he's a professional athlete. He's gunning himself up and down the court. He's working out like a maniac. So don't try this at home. You know, when you see the commercials and it says, don't try this at home, don't try this at home to eat 7,000 calories and lift a few weights, because I think it would be disastrous. And who knows? If you really turn over the packages of some of the stuff you're eating, I mean, even cookies, you go down the aisle and look, and there's some decent tasting cookies, and then there's these like mouth watering chocolate chips, like I was saying about Dan's meals, and you turn it over and you see the difference in the calories, like one cookie 250, or these other cookies, four of them 150. I mean, you get the deal, right? And I'm not going on a calorie rant, but wow, 7,000. That is, I mean, that is just insane. Just insane. All right. And then because so many of you, and I'm wrapping up this hour with this, so many of you asked me about, oh, nobody won Nail the Score and somebody came close. And will you do a Nail the Score segment again? And the answer is yes, during March Madness. So you just have to wait for a few weeks and we'll be into March Madness, or a month, we'll be into March Madness, and then we'll bring back Nail the Score. I think someone wins this year. So we didn't have a winner during football season. It's one silly segment we do, and you just pick a team and give us a score. And we've had two winners in the past. They claimed some awesome prizes and they were so excited about winning. So you could be the next winner. I promise you, in the future, we'll have a winner. And we have some other great events that are coming up down the line, so you want to stay tuned for that and start watching out for that, because I'll be posting that all over the place. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.